Daniel Pinchas Levi, Parshas Matos Masay.
Agus Morgan. Today's Parsha, if I bring me just a chumash. Yeah, the old fashioned one, which goes from. I need to pay tests in Rish Lamed Gimel. This week's Pasha is this, as Menachem David said, it's my Pasha, called Pinchas. I don't know how Levi will be my Pasha. Eliyahu is Pinchas, Pinchas Eliyahu. So there is some connection. But I want to speak about something in the middle of the Parsha, which I think people are long asleep by the time to get to this one. It's the Parsha's Atomit. And this week's Parsha is the Parsha which we say every day. Tzavos b'nei Yisrael, Tzkor b'nei lachem li'isharech, mechoyich yitishmu l'akrev li'bemoyadoi, which is a choyva, is a mitzvah which every day we have to be makriv, two korbanos, two sheep, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. And the Gemara says that tefillos, that our davening, which we daven, is keneged tmidim tiknuah. It's one tzad. Ovis tiknuah, Avraham mit shachis, Yitzchok mit mincha, Yaakov mit ma'ariv. And the Gemara says that tefillos are, one man Dama says, tefillos Kenege Tmidim Tiknua, which means that the Tomit Shil Shachar, that is Shachis, the Tomit Shil Beina Abayim is Mincha, and the Hekte Chalom Veimurim is Ma'ariv. That's why the Tzad of Tfilis Arvis Rishus, because in the Korbonus, the Hekte Chalovim is not Ma'akiv. Somebody is Ma'akiv Akobim. The main part of the Akrovis Akobim is Zrikis Adam. He's putting the blood on the Mizbeach. With that you get the kapora for the korban. And therefore the main part of the korban is the Zrikas Adam.
Not necessarily every night. If there wasn't any left, there wasn't any left.
The Pashas, it goes on the Kabbonis Choyva, on the Kabbonis Rishus, on all the Dorm and the Dovis. Can you say Kernim's reason? I mean, on Friday they had to manage to finish everything. Four. So the chayil of Friday night we shouldn't be davening Ma'ariv. Well, we do. But it's Akasha. God, it's Akasha. There was no Hektach Chalov and Veimurim Friday night, because the Korbanos which are brought on Friday are not Korbanos Kavula and Zman. He managed to get something in the name. Okay, then bring Chayil Beis too. I told you an old fashioned one. I knew there's no such thing. Okay, out of style. So the Hektach Halovin, that is Matfilas Arvis, but the Korban Shachish is the Korban Tomid, so Tomid Shal Shachar and Tochel Shbin Arbaim. The Zman, and that's why the Zman of Shachis and the Zman of Mincha are also connected to the Korban Tomid, and that's why we see La Locha, we pass Kentucky. That keneged tmidim tiknuah, we see that shachis is only allowed to be davened until 4 hours, till shlish hayoim, till the third of the day, which is 4 hours into the day, which is an hour, a short zman, 1 hour shor zmanias after zman krishma. That is sof zman tefillah. That is the end, which we call sof zman tefillah, because that is when the takona of Shachis was keneged Tomit Shel Shachar, and Tomit Shel Shachar was only nikraf till Dalet Shoros. Pashas, the child is if it's kosher after Dalet Shoros, the Gemara says it never happened. The Gemara in Menachos says the latest they ever got to is Dalet Shoros. And that's where the Zman of Tfilah Shachis comes. Another thing which we do, so the Shachis itself, that means Pashas, the Shachis means the Shemone Esrei. The Shemone Esrei of Shachris is keneged Tmidim. And another thing which we do is we say the parsha of Korban Tomid every morning before Baruch Shama when we say Korbanos. So there we say the parsha of Taras B'nai Yisrael, which we say in this week's parsha, we say every morning. We say before we start Pesukah de Zimra, which that's also an Indian because Shalom L'Pom is Faseinu, that when we say the parsha, when we learn the parsha of Korban Tomid, so then it's like we've been makriv the korban, and therefore that's why we say it in the morning. I remember in Ramot, when I lived in Ramot after my chasna, Ramot was a yid, I don't think he lives in Ramot anymore, it was Vulun Shum, big Talmud Chochem. So he was Shiva, I think he has today a Shiva of his own. Then he was a Magid Shia in Rehovot. He used to give a Shia Friday night between Mincha and Maariv. So it was one of these hard ones to listen, because normally you fall asleep halfway. But I remember this one of the, we rarely went to the Shia, but one of the Shia we spoke about, he said, Ishaki is Soidin Lachoyra, in Svar is right. I don't know, Laloch Lamaisa, but in Svar, he said, the din of Neshalma poems for Seinu, that means when we say the Korbanos, it's like we're doing it. So the Zulnes, he said, that's an Indian from, the Gemara says, Kol Oisik. It has to do with learning. It's not just it's not a tefillah. In davening, when you say Baruch Shomar, you say Yishtabach, you say Psuke de Zimro, even though you don't know what you're saying, you have no idea what the translation of what you're saying is, and B'shas Mais, you bechlal not mechavn, but as long as you said what has to be said, that came in the tefillah. If the Indian is Kola Oisik, the Shalma Pons for Seinu means you have to learn the parsha, and that gives you the din, killer you a makrif. So therefore, they said that if somebody says Parshas Atomid and has no idea what the translation, what in this Parshas Atomid it says, you wanted to say it could be al pisvora, you're not here, you don't have that maila keilu hikrif. Could be the takana is made, and therefore people who don't understand also have to say it, because today that's a chelik of tefillah. But be'etzim, the ikka part of when a person says the korbanos, that includes all Parshas korbanos. In Shulchan Aruch, we soon see in Shulchan Aruch, it says you should say Parshas Oilo, Parshas Chatos, Parshas Oshon, Parshas Shlomim. There's all the Parshas of Korbanos, which those is an Indian, the Indian is only, to be mekayem the Indian properly, L'chore, a person has to understand what he is saying, the Shasi is saying it. If he's just saying it on a remote control, it's possibly that he doesn't have this Milo Kilo Ikriv. About the takana pashtas, he is yoitza. Thank you very much. And the takana itself, you are yoitza, but the din akrobis korbanos keilu hikrif korban we don't have. Which is an interesting thing is if, in Siman Aleph in Shulchan Aruch, where this halacha is brought, that we say the pashtas tomit. So there's starts off that. Toiv loyma parshas akei the parshas amon vaseres adibrus, and then it says uparshas oilo, which that's the beginning of vayikro, umincho, which is also beginning of vayikro, shlomim vechatos veosho. That's the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Hey. Sif Tes, he says, yesh noigim loyma parshas akio, v'achakach tumas adeshen. That's what's printed verse in the Sidurim. That's tzavas aron's bon of lema is teres oilo. Which that's talking about the Herem is Hadeshe, the Achakach Parshas Atomim, Tomid, the Achakach Parshas Mizbeach Miktakturis. Which that is the Chorad and Sif Tes, the handling, which that was the Avoida, which was happening every morning in the Beit Hamikdash. It started off with Kiyo, because every Kohen had to make Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. Afterwards, a person, Achakach Parshas Trumas Hadeshe, you can have. There was the Aromis, that was Trumas Adeshin from the Mizbeach, and then came Tchitis Atomid, and then came Parshas Akteris. As it stated, L'chore, that's the Chore of Pshat in it. My question was, L'chore, that should be said before Parshas Oila, Mincha, Shlomim, and Chatos. Because we have our Locha, that Oleh Hashlem Kola Karbonis Kulam, that you're not allowed to be makriv any carbon, Kodim, Shchitas, Tomid Shel Shacha. They all have to be finished before Shechitas Tomid Shebein Arba'im. The only korban which was allowed after Shechitas Tomid Shebein Arba'im is korban Pesach, which that has a special limit. which is not, but besides that, all other korbanos were brought after korban tomid shel shachar and before tomid shel bein ha'abayim. And the question is, so then in the parshias, which we say, the chora, we should have been first saying parshias, all the sif tests, means saying kiyor, tumas hadesh, and tomid. After tomid, you could say, oilo chata shlomid, then k'toyos, or whatever you say that you want to make it. But it, in the Shulchan Aruch, this is the Aruch which I always had, but why did Shulchan Aruch decide that the korban is yochid, which a yochid is makriv, those korbanos are set first, and then the korbanos tzibur is only set at the end. I had a machshava, I'm not sure, because even though there's a din v'nashal forms for seinu, it's yitochim that there is a mailer of saying korbanos betzibur, because a korban yochid, fakir, the korbanos yochid, every person can say for himself, because a yochid has a koyach to bring a korban himself. Hashem king parshas tomid, tumas hadesh, and parshas keres. But it was a chayvas tzibur, that was only in the Beis HaMikdash. So perhaps that has to be said later. And if you know, the Shulchan Aruch, Nishtas V'Pashas, but Pashas, we're talking here that he got up long before davening. So therefore, it only brought us the last one, because perhaps those Pashas should only be said once you come to Shul, but then you're davening with tzibur. So then there's an Indian of saying the Seder of the Avodas HaMikdash, which existed in Beis HaMikdash itself. That would be a suggestion why the Shulchan Aruch brings it to the last part. That was one aura on the Parshas Tomid, which I wanted to bring. The second aura is a din in Hilchas Mincha. Now, Bechalal, why Mincha? Shachis, we know, is called Kineged Tomid Shel Shachar. Mincha, if we would really call it, should be Tfilas Bein Arbaim, because that's what it is. It's Kineged Tomid Shel Bein Arbaim. Is Tosis already asked the Kasha? Tosis asked the Kasha in Brochus. Why is Mincha called Mincha? So Tosfos answers, because the Ritzui of Mincha is Vahiva Alois HaMincha, we learn out from Eliyahu Novi, Shas, when he was Makriv, his Korban, and Har HaKarmel, he stated Vahiva Alois HaMincha, Vahigash Eliyahu, Vahispala, that's when he davened, that Aneinu Hashem Aneinu, we learn out that Tfilas Mincha, this man Tfilas Mincha is Eis Rotzen, a special man, when Mikabel at Tfilas, that's one of the reasons on Tanesim we say Aneinu, the Yochid only says it in Tfilas Mincha, because this man from the Holy Soil, Tfilas Aneinu is, and the Bunchen should answer at Tfilas, and this man Mesugel, to be Makrid, to be Mikabel Tfilas, is Zman Mincha. And the Tosis says, what part of Zman Mincha? He says, Vahibalo is a Mincha. It comes out, it's the time of the Akrovis HaMincha. So, Ibazoi Kum Tois, that the Emes Tfilas Mincha is also against the Tomid, but it's against a different part of the Tomid. The Tomid Shel Shachar is against the Etzim Akrovis Kob. The Tomid Shel Bein Arbaim is Lav Davke against, it's also against the whole Korban, but the part which we emphasize is the Mincha, which is the Akrova. And there's a big difference. The Gemara in Psachim says, "Tavet nishchat b'sheishi mechza, v'nikra b'shevo mechza, b'shevo mechza, b'shmoinu mechza, b'shmoinu mechza, b'tisho mechza." That means that there was always an hour between the shchita and the akrovitz ha-tomid in the afternoon. Pashas in the morning was the same. The Gemara says, "We went to daven in the middle." We'll soon see about it. Hey, bazoi kum tois, as the zman mincha is different than the Zman Shachis. The Zman Shachis is when the Zman Shchitas HaTomid, and the Zman Mincha is the Zman Akrovas HaTomid. And the emphasis is, you look around, you'll see it's takazet. Because Zman Shachis starts Baalois HaShachar, B'dievet, and the emphasis is, if you look in the Mishnah in Yuma and in Tomid, that the Shchitas HaTomid was done straight B'Sheher HaMizrach. Straight away, the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, at some point they made a mistake, and they thought it was the Heir HaMizrach, and it wasn't, it was the end of the Chodesh, it was the moonlight. And they had to do it all over again. Why did they do it so early? Because Zrizim Magdim LeMitzvah. Avada is an Indian of be Magdim, the Shchitas HaTomid, as soon as possible. So therefore, the Zman Shachis starts already with Alois HaShachar. Zman Mincha, there's two Zman in, there's Mincha Gdoila or Mincha Ktana. Mincha Gdoila starts like a Sheishu Mechza, starts straight after Chatzos. If you most Achronim, the Etznitz can be straight after, but the Eved straight after Chatzos, because Tom Tzul Ben Abayim, if you Shechted the Eved, even straight after, before, half an hour after Chatzos, it's also kosher. The whole half an hour is just a Achoker, that you should realize that the Chatzos has passed. Because they didn't have watches in those times. That is the Zman Mincha. But the Iker Zman Mincha is Mincha Ktana. When is Mincha Ktana? Is 9.5 hours after beginning of the day. Where does that come from? From the Akrobis Atomid. Zman at the Akrobis Atomid on a normal day was 9.5 hours. Emes Shchitis Atomid Shel Bein Arbaim was the latest 8.5 hours. And that's Eibazari. The din that you should a mincha ketana should be 8.5 hours. But we see that the zman mincha ketana, which that's the ikar zman mincha in Shulchan Aruch, is 9.5 hours. The reason being because that has to do with the akrovitz amincha, which has to do with the when you bring out the emurim with the nesachim. The mincha was then the minchas nesachim. The minchas nesachim existed b'shashchita, and it was niskalish b'shashchita, but nothing happened to it until you were makiv it on the Mizbeach, and therefore the Iker Zman Mincha is the Zman, the Iker Zman Mincha is the Zman HaKrovis HaMincha, which is interesting, which in the Shulchan Aruch, remember in Sidurim, it is a big, in Shulchan Aruch it's not mentioned about Parshas HaTomid, the Shulchan Aruch himself, not the Ramah. The Shulchan Aruch himself does not mention about saying Parshas HaTomid by Mincha. And the Ramah brings it down. The Ramah brings it down in Siman Reish Lamed Gimel. He brings this din that the person should say Parshas HaTomid. Just give me a second. Here in Reish Lamed Talit. I think so. Yes. Give me a second. Yeah. Oh, Yeshikasu. The Gemara brings it. Yeshikasu. Shenoygim loy ma'parshes atomid kodim ashrei shel tefilas amincha. Some people who say that you say the parshes tomid before ashrei in Mincha. Yes, Shekosu. That's why a lot of people have the minig, they only start Mincha with Ashe. The Chassidim fill the door, punk with the Ramah, they say Parshas Atomid, and the Noisa Kalim say you should say Parshas Keteris also, because also that was. But the reason why it's only in the Ramah and the Shulchan Aruch does not bring it, because the Emes is the Minchas Nesachim, it doesn't even say in the Parshas Atomid. The Parshas Atomid just finishes off. Be'ezakeves Hasheni Tase Beina Aboim K'minchas Aboik Yechnitzke Tase Yishurech Mechurech L'Hashem. So the whole din of Minchas Nesachim, which existed in Tom Shmein Abai, is just mentioned K'minchas Aboik. Therefore, that's why there was a tzad that the Parshas Atomid, the Shachis, which has against the Shchitas Atomid, which is that the Etzim Parsha, Korban Ilachim Liyisharech Mechoichi, Tzekeves Echot Tasa Baboik, which is talking about that Korban Zakorban, so that everybody in Shulchan Aruch also says, you should say Parshas Atomid. Masha'en Kein, Parshas Atomid, Legabe Mincha, even though that Mincha also had a Tomid Shabin Abay, but since we've proven from Tosfos that the Indian of rights called Tfilas Mincha, and the Zman we've proven from the time when Mincha is Negea is because of the Akrovis HaMincha, the Nesachim, and therefore, and that is not mentioned in the Parsha, therefore it's only the Ramah who passes that you say Parsha Atomid. Hashenkin, the Bechaba doesn't mention Bechlal anything about Parsha Atomid in Zman Mincha. Another limud Tzchus, which is, the Tosfos is a big help, is that the Emes is, if it's against, Mincha would be against the Shchitas Atomid, so then the din is, the Rabbeinu Tam, which everybody is relying on, which the whole din, Rabbeinu Tam, that Nacht is only, Shkia is only 50 minutes after Shkia, or 30 minutes before 72, or whatever, even later, if you keep 90 minutes, or if you keep the achtel, whatever, it keeps the din of shkia very late. It's be'etzem, Rabbeinu Tam, that same Rabbeinu Tam says, legabe dam atomit is nisrael, betchila shkia. That means is, even if you lat in theory, that nacht is not till 72 minutes after shkia, and ben hashmoshes is only 13 minutes, and 50 minutes after shkia is still day, but the dam atomit says, the Rabbeinu Tam, that's the Tosfos in Zvochim, and then it's in, I think, in Psochem also, Rabbeinu Tam says, the dam atomit v'alp nifsal betchila shkia, as soon as the sun goes under. So if that is true, a milcha would be keneged tomus shebein arbaim, so then be'etzem we'd have no right to daven milcha after shkia, because the tomus shebein arbaim is long gone, he's not allowed to be makivit after shkia. And the emphasis is the limit schus. Even we learn like Tosfos. Tosfos says that the whole idea of milcha is the milchas nesachim. Is the milchas nesachim was not nifsal b'shkia zechama. And that could be that even, let's say there is an Indian to be makrivit b'yoyim, which is also a big sofik. That's a big sofik. But let's say the start in, as mekem makriv zayin, yeah, should be makriv lechatchila, the milchas nesachim b'yoyim. Is that the minchas nesachim? Could be done even after tchila shkia. And that's where the minig olam comes from, that people daven mincha until quite late after shkia, till ben hashmoshes, because it hasn't to do with the shchitas atomit. It has to do with the akrovas amincha. That's why Kumtoi says, we have, even though that tfilis keneged tmidim tiknua, be'etzin shachis against tomit shel shacha, and milchis keneged tomit shel abayim, the way we've explained it, it is an essential difference. One is against the shchitas atomit, and one is against the akrovas amincha. And therefore, we made the nafkeminis which came out, which we explained until now. That is the chelik which we wanted to speak about in the halacha b'negeya this week's parsha. The chelik was the, we call it the amusa, which we have to learn from this week's parsha is the famous Rashi on the beginning of the parsha's tomid. Tavis b'nei Yisrael v'malta aleim eskol b'nei lachmi li'isha erech nechoichi tishmuru l'akriv li b'moyadoi. Rebbeinu Shlom says you should tell Klal Yisrael that my korban, my bread, that you should bring as a korban every time on its right time. Says Rashi, he has a kasha. Ma omer lemalo, he wants to be mechaber the parsha of Tomid with the parsha which was above. Now what is the parsha above? The parsha above was that Moshe Rabbeinu was told he has to go to Har Avorim, and he's going to, Moshe Rabbeinu Shlom is going to show him the Eretz Yisrael, but Eretz Yisrael is not be able to pass. And there, Moshe Rabbeinu came and had a request or demand. By Dabir Moshe is a Loshen Dog, Dibu is Loshen Koshi, demanded Yifkid Hashem Elokei Ruchus Lechol Boso Isha Lo Eido. Moshe Rabbeinu said, okay, I'm going to go. Klal Yisrael can't be left without a leader. And therefore, if he didn't come left without a leader, you have to tell me who's going to be the leader. And that's when Rabbeinu Shlom told him, you should take Yeshua, and he should be Semich Yodov, and he should, and they call it, the special name of making him already a leader, Bechayov. That's what Rabbeinu Rabbeinu's tafkid was. So Rashi says, Ad Sha'atom Tzaveinu Al Bonai, and you've been, Moshe Rabbeinu comes and is dying zich about, you're asking me demands about my children, Tzavei es bonai olai. Tell to my children about me. So, the moshel which Rashi brings is moshel bas melech, she's an efteres min oilom, and she tells her husband that she should look after the children, and then her husband said that make sure that the children keep connected to me. That is the chayra, the akdome, the kshaychas which Rashi brings to Parshas Tomit. It's very interesting why Dafka Parshas Tomit is the connection which the Rebbeinu Shlom, the Rebbeinu Shlom asked to be connected, so the Rebbeinu Shlom says, peace keep the Korban Tomit. And that, I think the answer is very simple. The yisoid of Korban Tamid is consistency. Every day, every morning, every evening. I mean, this is a person, this is the ultimate problem which people are always busy with themselves. Who am I? What is the person himself? If a person takes his actions, his deeds which he does during the day, will realize that a lot of things which he does are not him. And why does he do it? Because he has to do it. He has to do it because he has to get up in the morning, he has to make panosa, he has to look after his children, he has to look after his wife, he has to be a mensch, he has social ischaivison. These are all good things. But the end of the story is, it's not meaning that's essentially that is him. Something which is to him is something which a person does not let go. That is his own. Das ist seine eigene Sache. Geschafft die Drochai, Rashiva Ragla Leidu Isecho. Says David HaMelech. David HaMelech, his essence was in the Beis Medrash. He thought about doing other things, but Ragla Meilicha Seis in the Beis Medrash. Because that's where David, that was David himself. The yisoid of what a person is what he is constantly. The Shulchan Aruch starts off in Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Somit. If a person wants to live a life of an Elach Hayit, the way a person has becomes an essence, an Elach Hayit, is Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Somit. The consistency, constantly. A person which constantly is connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So there is, that is then, you can say, das ist der Eibishter a Mensch. This is the Ribbono Shel Olam's man. A person which sometimes thinks, sometimes doesn't, so that doesn't mean he's there. He does it. Even his Kenzani, he doesn't do any averus. He looks after himself. But he's not in essence. He's not in essence with the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Rebbeinu says, "Savas bonai olai." If you want to be connected to the Rebbeinu Shleila, is korban ilachem leishai tishmuru lehakriv libimoyadoi. Make sure to keep your korban every day, twice a day, baboyka benarbayim, and tefillas kineged tmidim tiknu. If the Rebbeinu Shleila, if the techachovim, when the tamid and them says that was the main connection of Klal Yisrael to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and therefore we see that one of the big things which yesterday's tainis was, is because it was butla atomit. Shiva Sabatamas is butla atomit. It was still korbanos. If you look in the Gemara and Erechin, you see that there was even on Tisha B'Av itself, there was a korban. As it stated in the Gemara. But the Rishonim already say it was not korban atomit. Because from Shiva Sabatamas we lost the kistin. What? Twice a day. The consistency twice a day, that is tzav is bonai alai. The connection of Klal Yisrael to the Ribbono Shel Olam is, if they day in, day out, something which they keep in, because that turns into etzem essence. That becomes themselves. And the Rai is in the parsha before. Moshe Rabbeinu, the Medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was looking for manik, so Moshe Rabbeinu was thinking of taking his son. So what does Yashi say? That Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't wrong, that his son was eligible to become. But he says, it's not him. Why not him? Because Kedaya Yeshua B'schus Lo Yomish. That's what it says. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lo Yikach Olsu B'machshava Lefonai. I didn't think that way. Kedayu Yeshua, little schar shimushe. Why? Shaloimash mitoicha oil. Because he's the person who never left. We want a manik, the manik has to be somebody with an essence. Who is the essence? Loimash mitoicha oil. If Yeshua never left the oil, then his essence is Moshe Rabbeinu. His essence is Torah. His essence is the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's tamid. It's constant. The consistency, something which we keep constant, that is the koyach which keeps a person to make himself whatever he is. And of them, that twice a day, which this is the time where a person can tribe and connect his real essence. In a certain way, it's the Agoy Samayla today. Amol, in the time when the Beis Hamikdash was around, so then in the Beis Hamikdash there were Makif Kabonis, and everybody else was Yetzer, was with other was Shemei Akarini, if you were there, and if not, some, there were Makif for you, because the Gemara says that you had to have Mishmar, there was Ma'amodas, that means it's, there had to be Shluchim from Koinim, Levim, Yisraelim, Bishas Akob, Sakob. That means it's, this Korban was a Korban of everybody, but at the end of the story is, you were not, at the end of the story, you didn't do a thing. Today, where there's no Korbanos, so every Yochid has to bring his Korban. In a certain way, it's a Chesom, we don't have the Emeser Korban, or in Tzadechot, it's a Maila, because we have the opportunity to connect ourselves, morning and evening, and giving the, being makiv the Tomid. The Tomid's not, it's the Shalma Pons for saying it's not a joke. It's something Kielu you're makiv the Tomid. And Kielu you're a Kohen, and even though you're not Kohenim, berserker to work, Kielu you're a Kohen, and you see Kielu you're makiv a Korban. So imagine you would be today selected, the person, the Kohen to makiv the Korban. I believe the Kohen, which was Mana Bais, the Kohen which was decided was Pisces. So I believe that he made some achonas before. He just didn't walk in and put on his avnet and his dalet godim and ran in and quickly shechted the korban and then ran out as soon as he could. That wasn't the way a korban was. Why not? Because that's not connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam. A person connects himself to the Ribbono Shel Olam. A void of the Ribbono Shel Olam is that a person, the Gemara stated in that means they used to prepare themselves. They used to prepare themselves that it should get into the spirit, that should be able to be zeicher to speak to the Ribbono Shel Olam, to be the makriv hakorban. That should be able to be makriv the korban which we have. So can I get that? That's why we have in davening. There is a lot of hakdamah, especially in shachris, before, because in shachris we're starting off the connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So we have Korbanos, we have Psukah de Zimra, we have Birchas Krishma, and then we get to Shemoneh Esrei. The reason being is very simple. Rather, in the top of the Korbanos, in the top of the Chassidish Yisidurim, it says, once Keneged the Dalet de Lomas, in Yitzira, Bria, Atzira, and the Atzilas, at Zishtet, and not in the, not in the fancy ones. I don't think in the fancy ones. The Baditchev said, I think when I was a kid, Baditchev was one of the main Siddurim. So it says that each one, and because it's a tikkun which you make, it starts from the Olamos, from Atzilus, and goes down to Olam Asiya. That's the stages, the four stages of davening. But the truth of the matter is, it's the time for a person to prepare himself to connect, to be makif, the korban. The person will sit down every morning and decide, today I'm the Kohen, which is going to bring the korban tamid. So then he would his davening would look different. His Psukah de Zimra would be in a preparation to Meshabeach the Ribbono Shel Olam, to realize, to be Ashtikla HaKorah, a little bit of a connection to what the Ribbono Shel Olam is. And then we continue further to the Bria, which we're Nana from the Ribbono Shel Olam, that's Tikkun HaMa'oris, the Torah, Avarabo, Tzias Mitzrayim, Ezras. Once we have all this connection, and then comes the Yechidus, which we have with the Ribbono Shel Olam afterwards, which we connect ourselves, when we misspell properly. And then there is the Shoin Shoachas Acharat Tefillah. So again, we don't have the Koyach to do that by itself. So the Chacham connected to us. There's Tachnun, after Tachnun, there's Ashrei, there's the Volatzion, there's Aleinu, there's Kadeshim, there's Pitim Akteris. This is a way of a person, it's a whole thing. And that, it's a person, the Etzem, would take this, avoid it properly. I think that just as my frustration hit me today, I dabbled in a minion. It's by Oleinu. I don't think there was 10 talism left on in the minion. And the minion started the thing with 50 people. So 50 mentioning Gevurah Bam Davnen, and by the time we got to Oleinu, there was no 10 talism. There was more than 10 people. Yes, there was some tzaddikim who stayed till the last kaddish, which I really appreciate. But what that means is that you say this, that is a chesaron in the aroche. We don't appreciate and don't recognize how much we can do with a simple davening, how close we can get to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam calls it korboni lachmi. Remember, my rabbi in school used to say, "As the mother Shomra Kodesh Baruch Yeshalayimom, Rabbi Yisrael needs a breakfast, needs a bread." Rabbi Yisrael said, "This is Korboni Lachmi. This is my breakfast. This is my supper." As much as we know that we live off our breakfast and our supper, and yesterday we were missing our breakfast and our supper, we were all working on half mast. We didn't manage to do half the amount which we managed to do in normal days. The Yisrael is Lachmi. The Rabbi Yisrael Kilu says, "Are the whole Bria? What is the lechem, the connection, the food? Kilu Rebbeinu needs food. Rebbeinu doesn't need anything. But to the creation, to the tachlas abriya, there is food which is needed, that the Rebbeinu should be fed, a breakfast and a supper. What is called in lechem? It's a keves echo, tase b'abriko, it's a keves asheni, tase b'na aboyim. It's a koyach of bringing us davening shachis, davening mincha, which these two korbanos or the bread of the Rebbeinu Shalom. This is Kiyum Olam. If a person, there's no suffix, if Klal Yisrael would decide one day to daven Shachris, all of Klal Yisrael, even a big tzibur of Klal Yisrael, properly, the world would look different. There's no suffix about it, because that's where the world lives off. The oil shefa which exists in the world is only from Vifun Medaven and Shachris and Mincha, from the tefillahs which we are davening. But imagine we would have done it properly. So I think this is the limit which we should take with him, and it's Hashem, David shall help him preserve it to see the Akovs of Kabbalah in the Islamic English.